Today is Monday, July 20th, 2009. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. What is this? Is this a magic Monday, or is this a manic Monday? What is it for you? Today, it's been a magical Monday and a very busy Monday for me. I don't know about you guys, but lots of work to do. For those of you who are first-time listeners, I'll give you a little idea about the format here. I do a little introduction here, then I give a little talk about a topic. And then around a quarter of after or to 20 minutes after the hour, the phone lines will open up and you can call in and we'll be doing readings. So sometimes people call in right away because they want to be the first in line to get a reading. If you're one of those kind of people and don't mind holding on for 10, 15 minutes, then be my guest. There's four lines. Give us your name and your birthday. You don't have to tell Seth your question, but you're definitely your name and your birthday is absolutely critical. So, July 20th, happy birthday, all of you people who were born today. Julianne Hough, who is on Dancing with the Stars, one of my favorites on Dancing with the Stars, happy birthday. Let's see, what is she? She's born in 1988. I was trying to look at how old she was. Let's see here. Oh, 21 years old. Very young. And she's gone from dancing, and now she's a country western singer. Congratulations with that. Stone Gosselin, Gossard of Pearl Jam, actor Reed Diamond, Josh Holloway of Lost, Benji Molina, San Francisco Giants catcher, singer Elliot Yeaman of American Idol, supermodel Giselle Bunchkin, rock musician Mike Kennerly, Pete Daggs III, Baltimore Ravens quarterback Troy Smith, actress-singer Sally Ann Howes, she's 79 years old. And The Rock, one of the players in the Moody Blues, John Lodge, is 66 years old today. And not only that, Carlos Santana is 62 years old today. Happy birthday, Carlos. I think he lives around here somewhere in this neighborhood. People born today are the Eight of Clubs, and their ruling card is the Jack of Spades. The Jack of Spades adds a real twist to an Eight of Clubs. It can make some Eight of Clubs people a little crazy. It has such a strong creative sense to it. It can make them very creative. As you see on the list of people that I read, a lot of these people are considered very creative musicians and actors and actresses and dancers and so forth. On Dancing with the Stars, Julianne has to come up with her own routines. You know, they have to come up with choreography for the people they're dancing with. And it's just amazing. I love that show because it's so amazing to see how creative they are in the way they come up with stuff. That concludes our introduction. I have a special announcement tonight. We're doing a lot of promotion. I'm sure some of you have been to my website. Probably most of you have been there lately and signed up for the free Destiny e-course, which I'm teaching, and there'll be more of those to come, by the way. We're going to do probably at some point a more intermediate or advanced e-course that you can sign up to, especially if you have purchased my books and you are ready for that level. That one on my website is more or less giving people an introductory understanding to this system so they understand the mechanics of it and what the potential is of the cards of your Destiny system. It's just an amazing system, and we're going to be using it tonight a lot to make predictions for you and for others. We're having a special that's going to starts today, and it goes until Friday. And then it ends on Friday, so Saturday it'll be over. And this is a coupon, and it's only for people who are listening to BBS Radio tonight. I'll announce it again later, but if you purchase anything, if your total purchase is $50 or more, you get $10 off on your purchase. Not $10, 10% off. Anything over $50, 10%. All you have to do is when you go to the checkout on my website is type in the coupon BBS Radio. No spaces. BBS Radio. It doesn't matter if it's uppercase, lowercase, whatever. Just those words. That one word is one word. BBS Radio. And you'll get a 10% off any orders over $50. And that can be for anything. If you've been waiting, thinking of buying something and waiting, this is, might be a good time. We're going to start having specials of different kinds. We'll see how they work out. Hope you're having a great Monday today. For those of you who don't know, you every day of the week for you has a planetary influence. The day of the week that you were born is your Mercury day. The day after that is the Venus day, and the day after that is Mars, and then Jupiter, and Saturn, and Uranus, and Neptune. So if you know the day of the week you're born, you can see which planet is influencing you that day. If you go to my website, seventhunders.com, and do the free destiny reading, it tells you if it's a Mercury, Venus, Mars, and it'll give you a little clip there about what that means. But you know, you wanna notice this. It's very interesting. Like Mercury days are usually really a lot of communications and short trips in the car. Venus day is often home-oriented or being with people that you love. Mars Day is a good day to get a lot of work done. It's a day when you have a lot of aggression. You might feel more physical. You want to go out and do things. You feel, you know, energetic. Good day to initiate new projects. Jupiter Day is the money day. Usually money comes in more on Jupiter's days for most people. Whatever day that was. Saturn Day will be a day when you have to work harder for results, but you can still get good results on a Saturn day. Though you might find you go to the dentist or doctors on Saturn days. I find my dentist appointments almost always fall on my Saturn day, which ends up being a Tuesday. The Uranus day of the week is a day when things happen unexpectedly. It's a good day to kind of let go of any kind of ideas of what you think today is going to be like. And think ahead. Are you planning? Is there anything in your on that Uranus day that you're really attached to seeing turn out a certain way? If you are, you're probably going to receive a big surprise on that day. Not the fun kind of surprise, but the kind you don't like. The Neptune day is the best day of the week to go to the movie because it's a fantasy day. It's a day to dream and relax. Not a day to make decisions, not a day to make any evaluations of anything of importance. So you can see what day of the week you were born on my website by doing the free destiny reading and seeing if it's Mercury. If it's Mercury, that's the day of the week you were born. Okay? Hope you can get some benefit from that. I use it a lot. It's really a lot of fun and very interesting. Very interesting. Our topic tonight is called You Can't Get There From Here. And I was thinking about this morning. I hike in the mornings. I go out to Mount Diablo. You'll see me out there usually around 7 o'clock in the morning. And it's like, think about, let me just start it this way. Think about something that you really want to have in your life. Just pick one thing that you're a goal of yours that you're pursuing. Something that you're hoping will work out in your future, something important to you, whatever that is. It could be a relationship, it could be a job, it could be living in a better place, it could be a move, it could be retirement, whatever. So just think about it for a minute and ask yourself this question. Say, what is it that I want from that? Like, you know, for example, let's say I wanted my goal, and I don't have this goal, but what if I had a goal of having $1 million? So I would ask myself, well, what is it that I want from that $1 million? It's not the $1 million that I really want. It's never the thing that we want. It's something that thing will give us. It's something else. It's usually something intangible. And you can keep asking that question. I might say, okay, I want $1 million so I can buy a house and a couple of new cars and then have enough money to retire and not worry about money. And so the next question is, well, what is it that you would get from all of that? If you had the car, the cars, the house, and the money enough to retire, what would you? And invariably, if you keep asking that question, you'll come to a real deep thing that you're looking for in that action of yours in your life. You'll come to something really fundamental, something down at the core of your being. And it's usually something like peace of mind, or it could be feeling good about myself, or feeling like I'm worthy and that I'm a good person, or something along those lines. It could be lots of things, but it's usually something really core, okay? And it really comes down to, if you really delve into that, if you delve into that question, what is it that I want from this thing that I'm pursuing? Eventually you'll come to a place where it's all about wanting to make yourself feel better as a person in some way. Another way of putting that is a way of strengthening your sense of who you are. It's an enhancement of who you are. I think if you examine the things that we want in life, the goals and various desires and things, I mean, even things that we, you know, whatever it is that you're going after, even on small things on a daily basis, if you examine these, you'll see that underneath it, there is a desire to enhance your sense of who you are. That's what you're looking for. So we pursue that. Some people say, well, if I had a lot of money, that's going to enhance who I am. Or if I had this perfect relationship. Or if I was in a relationship, like, you know, when I was really young, I remember I had this big thing, like, I had to be in a relationship with a really beautiful woman. That enhanced my sense of who I am. I could walk around and be proud of who I'm with. And I would say, this is making me feel better about who I am. Because look, I've got a really great looking lady at my side. So it's not that everybody has that, but think about how you're trying to enhance your sense of self from all the things you're doing in your life. That's what you're really up to. That's what we're all really up to in all these goals and things that we're pursuing. The only problem is that you can't get there from here. You can't get to an enhanced sense of self by pursuing anything on the mundane material level. And the reason for that is that forms are constantly changing. All these things, which I also call forms, are constantly changing. One day you'll have success, and the next day you'll have failure. So whatever sense of self that you get from getting something, whether it's buying something really special or having the right so much money in the bank or achieving some title or winning some contest or having some relationship, that is going to change. That is going to change. And so any sort of satisfaction that we derive from something like that is only going to be short-lived. And the way life works, it's so amazing. You know, life is so amazing that things could just turn. Things could just flip instantly. One day you have it, the next day you don't. So there's an underlying sense of uncertainty that goes with this pursuit. And we all experience this. We experience sort of an elated feeling that's kind of nervous when we're pursuing something or when we get it. But along with that is the fear that at some point it's going to completely disappear, or it's going to be taken away. So now we have to protect it. I remember once I had worked, when I was very young, I had invested in real estate, and I had accumulated $100,000, which by today's standards might be as equivalent to $1 million today. But I remember that once I had that money, now I had, all I could think about was, how am I going to protect it? It's so funny. You think, oh, that's going to make me happy. Then you get it, and you're worried about losing it all the time. Because you know you can lose it, because everything in the world of form is constantly changing. Everything that has a beginning has an ending. And the world of form is not the reality. It's not real. So if you really want to have a deeper sense of who you are, You won't get it from the world of form. You'll never get it. Your sense of who you are will always be afraid, defensive, looking for something bad to happen at any minute, worried about the future, concerned. Even if you appear really, really confident on the outside, this is what's going on the inside, because everybody knows on a deep level that the world of form is not real and it will never last. So as much as we'd like to have all these wonderful things in our life, if we examine our underlying motive, and that is to enhance our feeling of who we are, and you realize that that can never be gotten from an external form, it can put a whole new perspective on your life. One which allows you to really go after what is real, which is your connectedness to your real self, the part that never changes. And just to put a finishing touch on this before we take a break, just remember that that which doesn't, which never changes, is now. Now is eternal. It's always here. It always will be here. It always has been here. And that never changes. So that concludes our little discussion tonight. We're going to have lots of fun now doing card readings. If you haven't called in yet, now will be the time. We're going to be back in just about, 5 to 7 minutes. And on this break, we're going to listen to one of the songs from my CD, Bhakti Rock. And I think on this particular break, we'll listen to the song Sita Ram. We'll be right back after Sita Ram, which is a rock and roll type of a song. Hope you enjoy it. Welcome back. That was Sita Ram from my CD Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoyed that. A little pick-me-up kind of a song. Kind of picks me up when I hear it. Okay, first up tonight is Tony from Illinois. Her birthday is June 12th, 1937. Are you with us, Tony?
I certainly am. I've been waiting.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm very familiar with you. I have your books, and I have the CD course and everything.
Oh, great.
And I've been so busy and doing other things, and I've kind of walked away from it for a bit. And I think I'm getting caught up again.
that could be a good thing.
Yes. But what's on my mind is I'm just wondering if I'm due for a relationship, the new one that I'm just could be beginning.
Okay, so obviously,
it all looks like gold.
Obviously, you've met somebody.
Yes.
Oh, good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, how long has it been since you let somebody in?
Oh, about a year.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No.
That's a small break.
Well, but no, I've been widowed about four, so you know there hasn't really been anybody. They were just small breaks here and there, but now I'm looking for a companion.
Well, you've got a lifetime. You know, out of the five cards that influence the entire year, which are the strongest cards of the whole year, four of them are hearts, and you know this.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a done deal.
Great.
But you should. The indications are that you're not going to actually just have one person. At some point, you're going to realize that it's okay to have more than one.
Interesting, because I am being pursued.
Well, there you have it.
See, there's no age limit anymore.
It's already happening.
Well, yes, it is.
I'm glad for you. That's fantastic. So, you know,
am I being foolish to see more than one, or should I just stick with one?
No, the indications are you should branch out and be more more flexible in that regard. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
no,
good.
I mean, this is not something you've done before, so it's a little new for you. And
it's
you may
not.
You may not be used to this at first, so that's why it's a year long thing. It's going to take a little while for you to get comfortable with this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to
happen.
Well, I guess I should
say lucky me, huh?
Well,
sounds
you know,
like it.
We're all lucky, really. Everything that's happening is actually good to most of us, and it's great that you can see it that way because it's true. You know, it is good. So
great.
It's something to be grateful for.
Well, that's good news. That's good.
Yeah.
And nice talking with you again.
Yeah, well, thank you, Tony. It's great having you on my show, and welcome back to the cards.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Take
Have
care
a good
now.
Night. Have a good night, Tony.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Next up from California somewhere is Patricia, whose birthday is March the 13th, 1962. Are you with us, Patricia?
Hi. Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Patricia?
Not so bad. This is my first time calling in, but I am I'm a longtime fan of your books and reader of your books and follower of the cards. I've just come through a big transition in my life over the last year, and this numerologically is a 9 year for me. So I'm in a new place, but letting go still of a lot of the old stuff. And so I don't know if I really have a question. That's kind of always hard for me. But maybe just if we could just focus. I'm very attuned to knowing that what goes on inside of you is, what's going on outside of you is a reflection of what's going on inside of you. And maybe just to focus on a life purpose, maybe, for me.
Well, tell me, can you give me a little bit more specifics about this change you've said you've gone through?
I was a caregiver. I lost my mom. Major force in my life, and an identity that I had is all changed. And now I'm, you know, on my own, and for the first time in a long, long time, and just have a whole clean slate.
How long were you giving her care?
I took care of her for several years, probably the last 10 years, more or less, of my life.
Okay. Yeah, that puts it in perspective. That's pretty big.
Yeah, huge. Probably one of the biggest thing that's ever going to happen to me in my life. Big turning point. And
there's a couple of indications here for you, Patricia, and I'll just share them with you, okay?
Okay.
So this has happened, and it initiated a process for you, and this Nine of Clubs displacement tells me that there's more cleaning up to do. There's more getting rid of the past now so you can move forward in your life. Okay.
Right.
It's not just your mother passing wasn't the final thing. That was the initiation of the letting go. See?
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to make room for
Nine of Clubs too.
Oh, what's that?
Her planetary ruling card.
Oh, yeah.
The Nine of Clubs.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So for you, completing this letting go process, it might mean moving, it might mean whatever, you know, but like getting back to who you are.
Right. I did move. I literally, my whole life changed. The only thing that stayed for me was my job, my anchor, you know, kept me going and alive and, you know, for all practical reasons. But yeah, I moved, just everything changed.
Now, has all this moving stuff happened since your birthday?
No, it actually happened in November of last year.
Okay, so what I'm talking about is not what happened, but what's happening this year.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't happened yet, what I'm talking about.
No, the move I made, she died last August. August 10th is the anniversary. And I moved in November and then, kind of really got myself grounded here, like right around the first of the year, really.
So what I'm suggesting to you is that there's more to let go of for you to complete this process. That was good, but...
Yeah.
I'm looking at this year's cards, not last year's.
Uh-huh.
And I'm seeing that this year, there's more letting go that needs to happen.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
More cleaning out. And I don't know what that is exactly, because I would have to know you really well to know what
it's very personal, and it has to do with the past and maybe attitudes about myself. And
yeah, there you go.
You know, all of that internal work. And it's really, I've cleaned as many closets and garages and the whole move, the physical. And now it's sort of the internal work that... I've been doing. And
now, are you married or single?
Weight, too. I've been losing weight. So.
Are you married or single?
I'm single.
Well, that's another thing that has to get changed here. Not that you get married, but that you definitely, there's indications here. You need to be opening up to having somebody in your life this year.
Yeah, well, somebody has, that's kind of happened since my birthday, since April. It's all been on the phone, and
mm-hmm.
It's just not materializing, and I'm just going with the flow. Not trying to, you know, be so hung up on that and let that happen if it happens. But
well, all you have to do is you don't have to really do anything except be open to it and available for it.
Yeah.
Don't.
I would love to have that in my life. That would be wonderful. It's been a very long time for me.
Were you listening to when I was talking to the last caller at all? Did you hear what
I
said?
Uh huh.
Well, you have the exact same displacement she has. Three.
Oh,
hearts.
Really? And
that's
what is that again? Just remind me.
Being open to having more than one boyfriend or you know, love interest, basically.
Okay.
Maybe you don't need to be with one person. Like, and don't put all your hopes in one person. Just be available to date and have fun with whoever shows up. You don't have to have sex with all of them, but just enjoy whatever there is being offered. That's what I see here, okay?
Yeah, I think it's the quality and not the, you know.
Yeah. Don't be so picky. Like, don't expect everything from one person. This is like, see who's actually, there's people showing up. Let them come in and be a good thing in your life. That's the point of this, okay?
Okay. And allow any take on the eclipse that we're having tomorrow?
I don't give I don't think that lunar eclipses have all that big of an impact on us. They do maybe if it's on your chart somewhere really significantly aspecting your chart.
Right.
But that requires looking at your, I think in a general sense, though, they're not all that significant in my experience.
Okay.
A lot of people get really worked up about eclipses. Now, a solar eclipse, especially if it happens close to your birthday, has a lot of impact. But
right.
Lunar eclipses, you know, they happen so often.
Well, this one tomorrow is a solar eclipse, and that's my seventh house. It's happening in my seventh house in my chart. I happen to know astrology pretty well. So,
yeah.
Well,
it
so
might if it aspects planets, natal planets of yours. Yes, it could have an impact.
Okay.
But it's not going to affect everybody in any particular way. It's just going to affect certain people whose charts line up with that eclipse in just the right way.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Thank you. I think I'm just going to continue doing my inner work and be open to people that want to show up in my life and, you know.
Like, if somebody shows up and, you know, try not to have people so far away.
That wasn't my fault.
You did that unconsciously, you know, because that's safe. But let's not be so much about safety. Let's have somebody that we can actually see in person on a regular basis. That'll be an improvement.
any thoughts about my, about work in terms of life work?
Well, we'll have to save that for another conversation.
Okay. All right. I can live with that. Thank you so much, Robert.
Okay, you're welcome. Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Patricia. Okay, we're going to take one more call before the break. We're going to talk to Veronica from Folsom. She's born August 8, 1959. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, Robert, I'm here. My question is about my relationship and where do you see it going?
It's going to the dump. No, just kidding. Where do you want it to go, Veronica?
I really don't know right now. I really don't know.
Is that because of you or just because you're not sure about this person being the right person?
I'm not sure about the person.
Okay, and what's his birthday? Is it a he? I assume it's a he.
Yes. It's December 5th, 1964. Yeah.
Okay, so he's a king of clubs. Two of spades.
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to know what his card was.
And I'm actually a six of diamonds because I was born on 12/01.
I'm sorry, you're what?
I'm actually a six of diamonds. I'm not a five of diamonds.
Oh, you are? Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because I was born at 12:01 a.m.
Oh, yeah, you would actually be the day before. Uh-huh. Okay, I appreciate you. Letting me know that. That changes everything.
Doesn't it?
Okay, so, yeah, okay. King of clubs, and you are a six of diamonds, Leo, which means you have a nine of clubs karma card and a three of spades, which means that this man is actually moon to you. Okay, that's significant. And sometimes that's all I need to know about somebody is who's the moon card. And he's the moon card and you're the sun card in this relationship. Okay?
Okay, right. I'm writing it down.
And that means that you're the boss. You decide where it goes. which means you're responsible for where it goes.
Okay. I'm responsible for everything, it seems like, always.
Only, well, you picked this one. I don't know if you pick them all like this, but this is what you picked this time. And
oh, no, not what I mean in relationships, but I just feel like I've been a very, very responsible person all my life.
Well, that's the thing about sixes. They're always super responsible, or they're irresponsible. They're some of the opposite. Mm. You'll meet them as well eventually, some sixes who are completely irresponsible. But most of them are super responsible, like you.
Okay.
You know, trying so hard to never make a mistake and never owe somebody
that's
something.
That's right, Robert. I've tried so hard.
So, you're in Neptune right now. You certainly don't want to make any decisions between now and your birthday. Okay.
Is that right? Okay.
And I think you're dreaming of somebody with whom you have much better sex.
Really?
I don't know. That's what I think.
Well, we have pretty good sex already.
Oh, well, good. Well,
yeah,
then
really.
Then what's missing for you? See?
Trust. Complete trust.
I don't know. I can't imagine. I mean, I've known lots of people, and King of Clubs are generally one of the most trustworthy cards in the whole deck. So, has he cheated on you or something?
Well, good question. Last week he pulled a good one. He wasn't going to tell me. He joined one of these get-rich scams or whatever. I don't know if it's a scam. In real estate investment, and
mm-hmm.
he spent nearly $16,000 on a week-long course in Arizona, and he wasn't going to tell me about it, but I was suspicious because he was acting funny. And
oh.
I called him, and I said, what's going on? And he squeaked it out. And I'm pretty devastated because of these actions.
Well, let me ask you something.
Weeks.
Was he spending your money?
No.
Then why are you upset?
Because if we're ever to get married, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want a husband that said, oh, hey, honey, I just bought a $20,000 boat. Here
well,
it is in front of the
well,
house.
Well, see, that's your fantasy imagination projecting into what would be in the future. You're not married.
Exactly.
And you're not married, and he doesn't have to answer to you in any way. I think he knows you're sensitive about that. But,
uh-huh.
you know, you got this trust thing going on. You need to, like, lighten up a little bit.
I do. It's true.
Seriously.
I mean, I'm very, very careful about people. It's like, I do have a trust issue, definitely.
You're too afraid of getting hurt, you know, and that stops you from enjoying your life as much, okay? I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world, but you're somebody who is vivacious and should really be having a good time.
That's right, Robert.
And you're letting all this worry about stuff that is not significant get between you.
$16,000 is not significant?
It's not your money. It never happened to you. It happened to him. It was his choice. He doesn't have
yeah.
to tell you anything about that stuff. It's not your money. You're not married yet.
Not
if he
yet,
was married to you,
engaged.
I'm sure he would talk to you before he did anything like that.
We're engaged, Robert.
You're engaged. Okay, is there a date to your engagement?
No.
Okay, let me tell you something. An engagement without a date equals no engagement. It's a fantasy. It's a complete lie, okay? Unless there's a date attached to it, it's just made up bullshit, okay?
Okay.
So you guys
Tell
are not
me,
engaged.
Man. Tell me.
the day you're engaged is when I say, "Hey, when do you get married?" And you say next month. Then you're engaged.
Okay. Is that why always people ask when you can get married? They always ask that the next question. So when's the date?
Yeah, because they want to know if it's real or just bullshit.
Yeah. Okay.
And so far, the real part hasn't shown up yet.
Well, okay. the issue is that he's not divorced yet because his wife is an Italian marriage, and in Italy it takes forever to get divorced.
Okay. Well, does he still talk to her?
That's the hang up.
Does he still talk to her? Does he have to call her on the phone? Or
Yeah, they still talk.
Okay, well, that's not good.
Well, I mean, in terms of they have two boys. He has two sons in Italy.
Okay, how old are these boys?
One is turning 14 and the other one's 8.
Yeah, well, you just picked a guy with quite a bit of baggage.
That's right.
Okay. But you couldn't have picked somebody safer than somebody who's mooned to you. I mean, a person who's mooned to you really cannot hurt you, okay, just so you know. A person that's mooned to you really can't hurt you, okay? Now, it doesn't mean you won't be afraid, but... So this whole thing,
yeah.
I think it's important that you kind of, like, spend some time with yourself and kind of get clear about what you're up to, because it sounds all confusing, you know?
It is, because my fear is that if we were to get married, that he would mess with my money, and you know,
right.
Do you know what I mean? Like misspend it and like
well,
that.
Well, no, your fear is so great that you're probably going to manifest that with whoever you're with. You know,
you got a pretty
strong case of that going.
I do, Robert. I do.
And you're looking for somebody to have that happen with. You know. Unconsciously, of course, you're not doing this like you want to, but that's what you're doing. You're setting yourself up to have this happen so you can get over it on some level. See? So I mean, you know, you need to do some work on yourself and then have a relationship. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do some work on yourself first and then have a relationship. Maybe take a little hiatus.
Well, okay. That's what I'm doing actually right now. So everything you said, I'm doing it already right now.
Oh, good.
I'm working on myself. I'm getting some spiritual healings.
Great. I think it's a little too early for you because you can't even come into a relationship without being freaked out. You know, at this point, and you'd be much better off.
Yeah, I am freaked. I'm
taking care of yourself a little bit, and you know, okay.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you.
It's great talking to you. I love having Leos on the show because they're so outspoken and so out front. We all learn so much from you guys. So thank you for being yourself, for calling in and just sharing so openly, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good night, Veronica.
Good night.
Okay, we're going to take a short break now. On this break, we're going to listen to another song from my CD, Bhakti Rock. And on this one, we're going to listen to Sri Ram. And after Sri Ram, we're going to be taking your calls. We have I guess it's Terry, like Terry, or Noreen, Regina, all these people calling in. And lines are full, except for maybe line 3 or something. Okay? Be right back after Sri Ram.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. ram he sita ram he hanuman lakshmana ram he raja ram
Welcome back. That was Sri Ram after a little bit of Sita Ram again, and I hope you enjoyed them, both of them. Before I finish up with some readings here tonight, I wanted to remind everybody that we're running a special. It's only for BBS radio listeners. It's only good till Friday. Any order purchased on 7thunders.com that's $50 or more, you get 10% off. Just type in on the coupon where it asks for a coupon code. Type in the word BBS Radio with no spaces, BBS Radio, and you'll get a discount of 10% off your order. So if you've been waiting to buy something, now's a good time. Okay, back from our break, we're talking to Ter, I guess it's Ter, maybe it's Terry, from Oakland, whose birthday is September 28th, 1959. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you. And it is Terry.
Hello?
It's just Terry. Terry, can you hear me?
Oh, now I can. Thank you.
Okay. It is Terry.
Oh, Terry. Okay, great. Thanks. Welcome to the show, Terry.
You're welcome. And I'm a first-time caller, Mr. Camp, and I appreciate your taking my call. I was referred to you by a good friend of mine, so I thought I'd call and see what you can tell me about my love affair.
And who are you having a love affair with? What's the birthday of this person?
The birth date is August 26th. 1962.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm going to look you guys up. How long has this been going on?
2 years.
Now, you say affair. Does this mean one or more of you are married?
Well, no, neither one of us are, but he's in Rome, Italy, and, of course, I'm in California, so we've been having a long-distance relationship.
How convenient for you, Terry. He'll never put the thumb screws to you. Which is exactly what a five of diamonds would do, and you are a five of diamonds. That's your ruling card. You're a nine of hearts, but you're also
a nine of hearts.
Mm-hmm. You're a nine of hearts, and your secondary card, which is often more important than the birth card, is the five of diamonds. And fives are all about their freedom.
Oh, okay.
You know, so this guy is actually very marriageable. If there's any problem, it's you. Okay.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
And what is he?
I mean, I don't know. You know, he's a King of Hearts, which is
okay.
A very marriageable card. But, you know, they do go through Playboy stages sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's possible that he could be dating other women, possibly. Mm-hmm. But you're the birth card. You're the birthday that has inherent in it, you know, fear of, you know, commitment.
Mm.
So, you know, long-distance relationships or relationships with men who are somehow unavailable is pretty common for fives, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you doesn't mean you can't change that. If you become conscious of it, you can actually change that and make it different,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you want. Okay. It's up to you.
How would make those changes?
Well, you have to ask yourself, first of all, get really clear, why did I pick somebody who's like 5,000 miles away?
Because he's cute. He's a sweetheart.
No.
He's got all the qualities that I think that are very clear.
There's tons of men this same birthday right here in California.
Pardon me?
There's tons of men his same birthday right here in California. Tons. Okay. So you got to get clear with what is it about having this long distance thing. Why did you create that? See, it's because you wanted it, but why? You need to ask yourself these questions, see?
I'm not sure I did create it because...
You did. You had to choose it. There's no other way it could have happened. You are the one who says yes or no to everything in your life. Or is there somebody else I should talk to?
No, but, you know, when we met at the Trevi Fountain, I was not looking for anyone, and it wasn't like that was the sole purpose of even going to Rome in the first place. So,
well, Karen,
I don't even
maybe
know.
There's an unconscious part of you that you're not really in touch with that's a lot stronger than you think.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. And it would be good for you to get more conscious of the parts that you're not conscious of. See? Like, I've heard stories like this. Oh, I wasn't looking for a relationship. Well, why did you say yes when it showed up? Did somebody hold a gun to you?
No.
It's because you were wanting it, but your conscious mind is not up to speed with what's going on. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's something stronger. You're a heart, by the way. You're nine of hearts, you know. That's a heart. That's a love in energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. I think you're afraid of being hurt, is what I think.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure, but I would guess from your birthday that that's one of, a big fear for you. So having a long-distance relationship where there's not too much, it's not too deep, you know,
mm-hmm.
not too demanding, and
right.
you won't, you know, not less chance of getting hurt or being whatever came up for you last time or the last couple times,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Okay?
Now, again, you can change all this. You can have anything or anything you want. Really, you can have the perfect relationship, but you got to decide what that is. And before you could even do that, you got to get in touch with these parts of yourself that you're not aware of at all.
And what if I decide that I really truly want to move to Italy, and that's what I want, with or without him?
Go, well, then do it. Fives love travel.
Yeah, I do.
They live for travel.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm.
There's nothing wrong. I mean, there's no good or bad in any of this, you know.
But
it looks like you might move, you know. I mean,
you think so? Okay.
I see a move in your future, not till next year, but mm-hmm. I see one.
You do? Okay.
I do.
And
yes.
How does this relationship tie into all that?
I don't know if it does or not. It doesn't sound really strong from listening to you.
Really?
Yeah, I don't get a song sense from you.
Oh, okay.
Well, ask your friends, they'll probably tell you the same thing.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, when you go to a psychic, they don't really tell you anything that they're getting. They just pick up on how you're being, you know?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And then if they feel like you're like, you might be saying the words, but if they feel like lack of commitment on your part, they're going to say, you know, well, this probably isn't going to last, you know, mm-hmm. like that. See?
Well, I get the feeling that it's his mother is really kind of, you know, probably putting a damper on a lot of things as far as his, you know, what he really wants.
Trust me, this man can do anything he wants. There's nobody stopping him. He's a double king, one of the strongest birthdays of the entire year.
Mm.
There are no excuses for him to say anything that something is stopping him. I don't care what he says or what he told you. That's bullshit.
Okay.
This man is somebody that everybody else is afraid of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Wow.
He's the strong one.
Okay.
Trust me. He's way stronger than you. No, well, he is.
I mean,
he knows what he wants, you know, and he's good, and he's clear. So if he wants you, that's a good thing. I'm not really sure, though, because you're keeping such a distance, you know. So.
Well, I'm making the effort to go out there again, and so, you know, and,
yeah.
And you know, it's hard.
I think you're going to move there. I don't know if he'll play into it or not. I can't tell you for sure. It's too early to tell.
Okay.
So
well,
thanks for calling, Terry. And, you know, you might want to get a copy of my book, Love Cards. It tells all about you and all the different people you know, what's really going on in their personalities. You might enjoy that.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
Have a great evening, and thanks for calling.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Next up is Noreen from Washington, May 16, 1946. Are you there, Noreen?
I am here.
Welcome to the show, Little Miss Three Diamonds.
Yes, I am a Three of Diamonds.
the creative artist and worrier.
A worrier, huh?
Worrier, as in worry.
Yeah, worry like W-O-R-R-Y.
Yeah.
Okay.
But creative and fun.
I am creative, yes.
I'm sure you are. You're a Taurus, too. I bet you have a house full of beautiful things.
The things that I've created, yes. Or things that like my grandfather and other people I know have created.
Uh-huh. So what's on your mind tonight? Are you familiar with my system at all?
I'm just getting familiar. I heard you on KKNW and began to look into it, and I signed up for your email information. And so I'm just, you know, kind of scratching the surface a little bit.
Good. That's perfect. Well, you know, your birthday, Three of Diamonds, has a very special connection to this system.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of a secret. We don't really talk about it too much, but a lot of people who are Three of Diamonds, when they find the system, they feel like they already knew it, like they learn it so quickly and so easily to them. You might have the same experience, you know.
I feel very drawn to it. I feel, you know, just very. Like this is something I've been looking for a long time.
Yeah.
I actually got introduced to it about a year and a half ago. Somebody gave, you know, told me I was a Three of Diamonds, but I didn't do anything with it then. But when I heard you on the radio and it was just like, oh my gosh. Oh, okay. Now I understand. I'm feeling a little stuck though, and I want to know if you can tell me why.
Well, what's your situation? And what are you, married, single? Are you self-employed? Where are you feeling stuck? I need more information.
Okay, I'm single. I've been single for a long time. Was married several times before. I am currently working for someone else. I was in business for myself on a part-time basis, but it, for some reason it didn't go anywhere, and so I had to let it go. And it was in the creative realm. Excuse me.
Okay.
So I'm feel like I'm at a crossroads, and I don't know which direction to go.
Well, first of all, what I see here is you need an upgrade in your whole approach to life this year.
Okay.
Like a spiritual upgrade. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Like your life has to be lived by a higher set of principles on some level this year. This is the year you have to like take a look at that and say, am I really living my life to the highest principles that I aspire to?
Well, I know I'm not.
Okay. So there is, that's like, you know, oftentimes when people feel stuck like this, and this is what's really needed is something they didn't really think of necessarily. Like, for example, you need to move, for example. You know, you're not living in the right place right now. But
is the move a distance move, or is it just a...
Well, it's... You need like a whole... And somebody else earlier who called has a similar situation. You need like a complete, like, you got to flush the toilet.
Need a makeover, is what you're saying.
No, yeah, but more than that, it's like letting go of all this stuff that's been keeping you in this pattern that you're in for so long. Okay?
Okay.
Like, this is a huge transition year for you. It's great that we're talking right now because the year is just getting started. This is a perfect time to have this conversation, okay?
Okay.
Because now you can, like, you got the whole rest of the year to figure out how to do this and get it going. That's a great thing. So
I really do want to, you know, it's like, okay, I'm tired of this. I've been here, done this. I feel like, you know, the insanity rule, you know, you keep doing it over thinking you're going to get different results.
Yep.
Okay.
So, you know... you also, you don't know this yet, but you're going to find that you have a lot of charm this year, and people really like you, and you need to, like, avail yourself of that. You could go out and get a boyfriend right away if you really wanted to. But anywhere you go, you're going to find that you're popular this year, and people like you, and you need to be, like, letting that come in right now, and that could be part of what changes, and that could be part of what gets you going in a new place. Okay.
Okay.
So be open. It's a little early yet in the year. Don't make a big problem out of this. Just be open to what shows up.
Okay.
And be willing to let go when you see it. When you see it, you jump on it. You say, okay, that's it. I'm going. See, you don't sit there and go, oh my God, but what if? Because the what if is what you've been doing your whole life, you know?
Yes.
Making all these choices for safety instead of for love, see?
Yeah.
And so you got, this is your chance to change all that. It's up to you. It's not going to happen automatically. It will only happen by your permission and with your cooperation and with your persistence. Nothing will happen without you saying so. Okay?
Okay.
Just know that. It's not going to be forced upon you or anything.
Got it.
But it'll be a lot more fun if you're like taking charge of it, you know, and stepping forward.
Okay? Being aware, looking for it.
Yeah. Saying, okay, just say, God, whatever it is that I need to get rid of, just take it. If you want me out of here, show me where to go.
Okay.
You know, if you want me to let go of whatever, I'm ready to let go. I'm tired of being sick. I'm tired of being tired. I'm tired of being whatever. Okay?
Okay.
All those things. Okay, good. Well, it's great talking to you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking my call.
And I highly suggest you get one of the books. It'll be an awakening for you. An awakening.
I guarantee it. That's what I'm getting.
And we're having a special this week. Did you hear about the special we're having?
I kind of heard it. I didn't hear all of it, though.
Well, there's a coupon code, BBS Radio. If you order something over $50, you get 10% off. Just type in the word BBS Radio, no spaces, in the coupon. And the shopping cart will take care of it. And the both books together are already discounted. They're like normally $25 each. You get them both for $40 for both. So just check it out. Or go to the library and read one. But get into it. Okay. This system will answer so many questions for you. And you never know. You might even end up being a reader someday.
I'm giving it some serious thought.
Thanks for calling tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Bye, Noreen. Okay, well, guess what, folks? We ran out of time again. We got Regina, and we've got Nicole. You guys got to call in a little earlier. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that it took so long, but I really felt like the people I talked to, I wanted to give them everything I had. Anyway, thanks for everybody for being on the show. It's great to have you. I look forward to talking to more of you next week. Please call in. And we're going to have more surprises next week. Different intros. And we got, I made some new music today. I'm really excited about it. We're going to have fun. So I hope you join us. This is Robert Lee Camp saying goodnight. We'll end as we always do with the Gayatri Mantra from my CD Bhakti Rock. Have a great evening and good night.
Om Purva Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Purva Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Yo, yo, not, not, yo.